Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is guest Cardinal Reinhard Marx. It is the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last 10, 20 years, one great subject is discussed in the Church, perhaps 30 years ago. The subject, the challenge of new evangelization. And we make models, we make pastoral plans, we organize events, a lot of fantasy, how to look on the ways, on the different ways of new evangelization. Sometimes I think perhaps we have not yet found the real point of depart for the evangelization. Sometimes I hear in Germany perhaps a great complaint. We look on our plan. We have met plans, normally for the others to do. Plans. And then we are complaining and looking and saying we have not enough resources. No human resources. Lack of priests, lack of sisters in the religious congregations. Lack. That's not the right point of depart, I think. And the scriptures of today, they help us, perhaps, to find the right and the fruitful depart for evangelization, not only for new, but for the evangelization of every time. It's 50 years ago that we celebrated the Second Vatican Council. Now we will celebrate the end of the year, the end of the council in 65. And one great message of the council was that we had rediscovered the vocation of the people of God, of all faithful, to be subject of evangelization. Not only the clergy. Yes, we will pray for more priests. We have to pray. And I hope some priests, some future priests are here, or sisters. But it is also very important that every faithful, that every member of the people of God discovers his vocation. God gives us all we need for the evangelization. There is no lack of persons. There's lack of spirit and openness to find the vocation of everybody. That's the point. It's not possible that God will say, I will not give you enough priests. I cannot believe this. Perhaps some of the young men don't hear the voice. That's possible. And the women. And the scripture will help us now in these reports of vocation. Samuel and Eli, they are together, but Samuel will not give his message to Eli. He is accompanying him spiritually, but he will not use him for his plan. He will not have the plan, and then I need this young man and I will send him where I want. But he helps him slowly that he can hear personally the voice of the Lord and his personal vocation, his personal way. Everyone has his vocation, his way, her way, to do something in the great context of evangelization. That is a very interesting and inspiring report. And the church, the priests, we as bishops, we have to be Samuel, not to church people to do what we have planned, but to see what the Lord will do with these people. That is another point of depart. I say sometimes in my diocese we must orientate our pastoral work to the resources of the people, not our plan and then search people who will fulfill our plans, but to look what is there, what the Lord has given to us. Many people, men and women. He gives a lot. And we have to discover what he is doing with these people. And they have to discover what the Lord will do with them. That is, I think, the new challenge for the future of the gospel. And the common priesthood of all faithful, like the council said it, I think it is not yet really transferred in the life of the church. And in these times, 50 years after the council, we are on the way, I hope, that we rediscover this great truth that all the baptized have a vocation. And this is the beginning of a new evangelization, when we discover our vocation. No evangelization without vocation, no vocation without mission. Because every person who has the vocation has also the mission to do something in the family, in the church, to be present, to pray. Every different mission is welcome in the church and is part of the evangelization, not only the great visible things, that is very clear. And we see in the gospel we heard from St. John that necessary evangelization is meeting with Jesus. The gospel is not first the catechism. The gospel is the gospel, and the gospel is the Lord, Jesus. Our truth is not a theory. Our truth is a person. Benedict XVI underlined it very, very often. The Christian faith is not believing in something, but in a person, meeting a person, living with a person, have communication with a person, be together with Jesus in the special time of our life. And they remembered, we heard it in the gospel, they remembered the hour when they were there. So impressive was this meeting with Jesus for the first disciples. And that is for an invitation for us all to bring others in the contact with Jesus. Not the church is the most important thing. The church's instrument to make encounters with Jesus, to help the people to come in contact with him. That's the main reason for church. That's our task in the community here and in the community all over the world. So I think also you here in Stanford, the many young people who are studying here, the professors, all the collaborators here, they make a great job. But it's important for us as Christians that everybody looks on his own vocation, and perhaps here professors and others are in the service of Samuel to help the young people to find their way, to hear the word of the Lord, and then to say what Pope Francis said in his letter, Apostolic Letter Evangelii Gaudium, about evangelization. Everybody has to say, I am a mission. I am a mission. Everybody is a mission. Sometimes you have the impression when you meet with young people in the startups here, or Google and Facebook, I said it. They are inspired. They give the impression, I have a mission. And it's positive. But for us as Christians, must be more in our life to be together with Christ. There's really a lack of spirit that everybody in the church, not only the clergy, says, I am a mission, like the Pope said in his letter. I think the scripture of today, the gospel, and the story, the report of Samuel and Eli, invites us to rediscover this mission of our life.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.